We start this hour with reaction to President Trump's decision to launch airstrikes on a Syrian airbase. That happened last night in response to an apparent chemical weapons attack by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on civilians. First to Congress, where members are generally supportive, but they say they want more answers about the Trump administration's broader strategy in Syria and whether that will require Congress to weigh in. NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett has more from Capitol Hill.
There were strong words of support today from the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell.
I very much approve of what the president did. I think it was not only an important message to Assad, but to everybody else who may be wondering just what this new administration is going to be like.
Lawmakers in both parties largely approve of the strikes, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Making sure that Assad knows when he commits such despicable atrocities, he will pay a price, is the right thing to do.
But in the hallways outside the upper chamber, some senators questioned the legality of the airstrikes.
This certainly was not a lawful act.
That's Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut.
And if the president gets away with taking this action against the Syrian regime without a congressional vote, there is no end to the executive power over military affairs. If you don't need authorization to strike a foreign government with no imminent threat to the United States, then when will Congress ever have to weigh in on military action overseas? I think this is a turning point moment for the role of Congress in setting foreign affairs.
As Murphy's comments make clear, Trump's decision is reviving a debate over whether the president needs to get congressional authorization for military action in the region. President Trump, like President Barack Obama before him, launched airstrikes against ISIS targets using legal justification from 2001. Congress passed a war authorization after the September 11th attacks. And lawmakers are split over whether that covers U.S. military action against the Assad government. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia says it doesn't. He's a longtime advocate for passing a new war bill.
The Constitution that we all pledge an oath to is very, very plain that except for defending the nation against imminent attack, you can't start a war without an act of Congress.
But Mitch McConnell and other top Republicans say Trump was well within his rights as commander-in-chief to launch the airstrikes, which they describe as limited and tactical. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona says he would encourage the president to launch more airstrikes against Syria without congressional approval.
To stop the slaughter of innocent men, women, and children. And anybody who says that he shouldn't stop the slaughter, if he can, of innocent men, women, and children is not deserving of my respect or the respect of the American people.
The issue is sure to be among the many Congress faces when members of the House and Senate return to Washington in 2 weeks, following their spring recess. Jeff Bennett, NPR News, the Capitol.